And here in Sligo, it finished Cartran United 3, Gurchin Celtic 0. And that result means that Cartran United are champions of the Sligo Pallets Premier League for the 2018-2019 season. And I'm delighted to say that joint manager Seanie Maguire is on the line, and he's joined by the chairman of Cartran United, Ronan Moriarty, to talk about this momentous weekend for Cartran United Football Club. Seanie, of course, joint manager along with Des Kavanagh. Seanie and Ronan, good evening to you.
Good evening, how are you?
Well, well done, gents. This is a nice weekend for Cartran. To you, Seanie, first of all, the win at the weekend gets you across the finish line. That must be a nice feeling as manager.
It was fantastic. Like myself and Des ventured into with Cartran last year, and we had a good start to last year, and then it kind of a bit fell away. But we knew we were tasked to bring in 5 or 6 players this year, and we did that. And to be honest, all the hard work behind the scenes by everybody has just paid off. And we're very lucky. We've a great bunch of lads, and it's just fantastic. And only 2 years to get promoted, you know, it's brilliant.
Played 19 games, won 19 games. That looks good on paper, and it sounds good too, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think myself and Des might be in for the Man United job nearly at this stage anyway, after their performance today as well.
Well, yeah, it didn't go 4-0, Everton beating United. So if you're a United fan, they may be looking for extra help. Seanie, what was the secret this season for you? Clearly you were the dominant team in the Premier League, and I know people will look at the tables and say, well, this is pretty one-sided. Carberry walking away with the Super League, Cartran walking away with the Premier Division, but I mean, you've got to put a team together, and they've got to be consistent week in, week out. And clearly, you were.
I think the difference this year really was the fact that we probably had 16 or 17 players that could fill the 11 positions at any stage. Austin. So it's that was the big factor. We needed to bring in five or six players, and the thing is, we were without a doubt the most dominant team, and that's no disrespect to anybody else. Who we played this year, but without doubt, we fully deserve where we are, and we have 3 games left. And look, we'd like to finish it off by winning those 3 as well. But look, the big thing for us at the start of the year was to get promoted, and to get promoted and win the league is just unbelievable for us.
Do we know, guys, if it's been done before that a team has gone through the season with 100% record? Have Carberry done it in the recent past, or
I would have thought Carberry have done it. I don't know for sure. Anyways, as well. But anyway, look. Let's put it like this. Even if Carberry have done it before, anyway, it'd be nice to join them anyway and be the next team to do it.
Yeah, and it gives you something to play for as well. Let me bring in Ronan Moriarty, who is the chairman of Cartran United. Because beyond the silverware today, Ronan, the story of Cartran United is worth reminding people where you've come from, because it hasn't all been silverware and whoops and hollers in recent seasons. There have been challenging times too.
Yeah, we've had our tough times often. I think any junior league club in Sligo Leitrim would probably say the same. Back in 2013, we took the decision that we were going to have to leave the league. Fellas of my age that were just getting to 29, 30, 31 were just falling out of the game. And we just decided at that stage that to not go forward, to maybe take a break for the couple of years, you know. But it's actually probably stood us in good stead in the end, because, you know, we've come back now stronger. You know, as you said yourself, it's 19 wins from 19. So it'll be a big challenge now going into the Super League next year. But I think it's one that we're definitely looking forward to, and hopefully we'll be able for it.
Yeah, because you remind me, Ronan, I'm kind of only coming back into this in the last few months, but I think you had to disband for a while. You were the Village Inn for a while, and it took a couple of seasons to get things going again.
Yeah. Well, we had played as Cartran United often up until the 2013-2014 season. And just at the end of that season, we were in the Super League at the time, and just at the end of that season, often it just, you know, we had kind of come to kind of, with the group of players that we had at the time, we had just come to the stage where I think we just needed a break. So we ended up joining, it was a separate entity now, it was the Village Inn. We ended up, that was run by Mickey Deneen, and we would have played in the Sligo Rovers Astro League. So we were probably up there for a couple of years, you know, the kind of bulk of our players were up there. Still a few of the lads went off and played with a few different junior teams. But we decided, myself and the kind of co-refounder of the club, Pádraig O'Gara, we decided we wanted to get it back up and going again at the start of last year in, that would be 2017. So we wanted to get it back going again. We felt that Cartran's an area that should always should be competing as a junior football club. And yeah, it's just gone from strength to strength since last year.
What does it mean for the local area in Cartran to have a team going well? Because football is important, isn't it, for young people and, as you say, for the people who have been connected with the Cartran football name down through the years.
Yeah, I think so, Austin. Yeah, like, it's we find it tough. Even if you go back to the days of 2001, the Cartran United won the Under-16 All-Ireland Cup. But that was probably one of the last underage teams that actually came from Cartran, you know. We struggled to kind of... Over the years, there might be maybe, you know, a group of players to come up together in two or three different teams. We always struggle to fill teams up to under 18. But you'd be surprised now. I'd meet if I was calling down to the local shop there in Cartran, you'd be surprised just how many people do keep an interest in it and how many people do, you know, look at the champion or listen to Ocean FM or whatever just for the results. Like people do know in the area what is going on. I suppose social media helps with that these days. But, like, I think people, like, genuinely, you know, still like to know that there is a football team representing Cartran.
Guys, here's a question for both of you, and you can educate me here because I'm only back in on this a few months and reconnecting with the Sligo Leitrim junior soccer scene. But, I mean, I can remember doing this beat many years ago, and Sligo Leitrim was the bastion and the standard bearer nationally. Other junior soccer leagues looked across at Sligo Leitrim. There were four divisions, so many teams, and the football standard was so high. Still a lot of good teams in there. But I suppose the landscape has changed, hasn't it, guys? We now have two divisions instead of four. I have to confess, when I started this job last September, I nearly fell off the stool when I saw the Colry Bulls, one of the landmark names in junior soccer, weren't able to field an adult first team for the first time, I presume, in their history. Why is that happening, guys?
I'll take that, Austin. To be honest with you, like, more than ourselves, you know, as you said, ourselves, Austin, we had to disband there for a couple of years, but, like, clubs are struggling around the place. It's not cheap for starters. And, like, I would say the cost before we, you know, at the end of the season, our total cost would be up on maybe £6,000 or £7,000 for a year, you know. So there's a lot of fundraising and stuff involved, you know, to get that money for the year. But I also think, like, we were brought up, when I was 20, 21, we just went and we played junior football, and I don't think there's the same attitude as that anymore of younger players. There's not as many younger players you'd see around the league. And I also think that with the way Gaelic games has gone, even within Sligo, within the club game, it's essentially a professional game. So, like, Gaelic players might play from November to February, but they're back playing Gaelic again by the time even the club Gaelic players, you know. So I think teams, like, it was sad to see Colry go. We've always had a good, healthy rivalry and relationship with Colry, but, you know, it's just we've been there ourselves. Like, we know how hard it can be, you know, it can be a grindstone at times, you know, to get out there, and you need to make your €6,000 or €7,000, you know, just to keep things afloat. And then you need a good squad, as Shawnee said earlier. You need 16, 17 fellas that you can rely on that will be there for you every Sunday as well, you know, because you always have people missing.
Yeah, we should qualify our remarks about Colry by saying there's a lot of great stuff going on too at underage level and some talented 100%. Players.
Yeah.
But Shawnee, as a manager, can I put a question to you? I mean, I know that in the last 15 years, the advent of the Night Owls Leagues and the AstroTurf football has been great, and it's given a new dimension to soccer in terms of social football as well as other teams. Has it probably impacted on junior soccer as well? And is the traditional Sunday morning notion for a lot of younger footballers, whatever your view about this, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, is that becoming less and less popular? Is that a fact? Is that one of the factors into why it's getting harder for teams to be there and to stick with it?
Well, definitely so, Austin. But the thing is, you see, we've been very lucky from a Cartran point of view, and this needs to be said. Like, I'm sitting out here with a pint in my hand outside Kennedy's Bar, who give us a great sponsorship for this season. And a lot of, you know, as Murty said, it's a very costly league as well. All the other things, the Night Owls, everything else does affect it. But I'd be saying to young fellas of 16, 17, 18 and whatever else, well, they should be out playing junior soccer. They should be out on a Sunday morning. It'd be lovely if we could play on a Friday evening or a Saturday evening. But unfortunately, we don't have enough pitches for floodlights. Floodlights to do that kind of thing, Austin. So, but what I'm saying to them is, like, come out and play it. You enjoy it so much. The feeling with all of us today. Myself and Dennis met yesterday evening, and the two of us gave each other a big bear hug, and we looked at one another and said, "This is just fantastic." And the feeling is just brilliant. So, I'd encourage any young person to come out and play on a Sunday morning.
That's a picture for a paper. Seanan Maguire, Desi Kavanagh, Bear Hug. Ronan, just another thought to you then. Can you keep it going now? You've got a nice bit of momentum and you've got Carter and United thriving again by the sounds of things. I know it's not easy and you've flagged that up very well. It is a challenge and it's going to still be a challenge. But this will surely give momentum for the guys who are involved with the team and maybe the guys around in the area who are thinking about getting involved and young up-and-coming players for Carter.
Yeah, well, that's it, Austin. Like, we'd hope now, we'd hope to go up to the Super League. Like, you know, we're not going up there with any airs or graces. It's definitely a higher standard of football up there. And, you know, even though we won all our games this season, you know, there's been some tight ones as well. I mean, Arrow Hearts gave us a great run for our money. Cliffney, St. John's, you know, we had great games in Clanny as well. But, like, we would hope now that, you know, we'd be able to kick on. And as I always say, you know, like, we're open to anybody. Anybody that wants, you know, like anybody from the area or anybody who's got any interest in football, we just, our interest is to have people playing, representing Carter and having a bit of activity. As Seanan's kind of alluded to there, like, when I always look to people when they're 21, 22 and they're playing Astro football. Like, Astro football, you know, it's great fun, the social element's great, but if you're that age, you should be striving to play at the highest level of football you can play. And there's plenty of lads around the place that, you know, are well able to be able to play junior soccer. And we'll be looking, we'll probably have to make a couple of more signings, but we don't want to be, we'll be sticking, you know, the lads that we have around the club now, we've good lads, so we just hope, yeah, we'll be hoping to kick on next year. Awesome. Now, it'll be a tough task when we're playing the likes of Caribbean, NCR and, you know, the Strand Celtics of the world, but yeah, it'll be a different, it's different from winning every game. You know, we're going to have our losses next year, but, you know, it's just, we hope now, this is, we're building a bedrock, we hope you're in for many years. We don't want the same thing as happened in 2013, you know?
Yeah, Seanan, is the jump from Premier League to Super League very big?
It is, yeah, it is, it definitely is. Like, you only have to look at the likes of Carberry and the players they have, you know, junior internationals, involved ex-Sligo Rovers players and so on, and then you look at like Strand Celtic, who in fairness you have to take your hat off to them. And I just gave a mention to my good buddy Declan Baskill, who's under 18 team, won the league there last week. Like, they have a great crop of young players coming through, and hopefully they're going to keep on playing junior football rather than going to these Astro leagues and as such.
And one final thought, guys. Carberry FC are the Southern Hotel Super League champions today. They can't be caught now mathematically. Is a small bit of gloss taken off of the fact that they've won that by the fact that their opponents didn't field today? And this is nothing against Ahana Celtic. And I know when a team is running away with the league, the motivation levels are low. And it comes back maybe, Ronan, to the challenges that clubs have to keep things going week in, week out, season in, season out.
Yeah, well, that's it, Austin. Look, to be fair to Carberry, you know, if you look at them, they're miles the best team in the Super League. We've essentially won the league ourselves often without having to kick a ball, you know. Unfortunately, due to the sad circumstances out in Rail Tubber this week, they had to pull out for the remainder of the league, and it was the same with Gertrude. So we're pretty much, it's not an ideal way to win the league, but look, you can't, I think they've played something like 15 games and they've won 14 of them and drawn one. So they're far and away, there's no glass that can be taken off their championship win, no more than ours.
Well, lads, enjoy the afternoon. And
Austin, sorry, you wouldn't. For next year, we might be looking for your co-partner Adrian McPartlin to don the red shirt again.
Have you seen his hamstrings?
Seanan, he tried to entice you back there in Kennedy's one night, but his fitness routine was too much, I think.
All I've noticed, guys, to finish is that since you unloaded him and got him off your team, you've done much better.
Yeah, he's still a good lad, though. He's a good lad.
We'll talk him round. You never know, he might make a reappearance. Listen, Seanan Maguire, joint manager of Carter United, along with Des Kavanagh, and club chairman Ronan Moriarty, congrats on your Premier League success.
Well done, lads.
Enjoy the celebrations.